8. Mortal Aspirations and Morantia Achievements. Although celestial artisans do not personally work on material planets such as Urantia, they do come from time to time from the headquarters of the system to proffer help to the naturally gifted individuals of the mortal races. When thus assigned, these artisans temporarily work under the supervision of the planetary angels of progress. The seraphic hosts cooperate with these artisans in attempting to assist those mortal artists who possess inherent endowments and who also possess adjusters of special and previous experience. There are three possible sources of special human ability. At the bottom, always, there exists the natural or inherent aptitude. Special ability is never an arbitrary gift of the gods. There is always an ancestral foundation for every outstanding talent. In addition to this natural ability, or rather supplemental thereto, there may be contributed the leadings of the thought adjuster in those individuals whose indwelling adjusters may have had actual and bona fide experiences along such lines on other worlds and in other mortal creatures. In those cases where both the human mind and the indwelling adjuster are unusually skillful, the spirit artisans may be delegated to act as harmonizers of these talents and otherwise to assist and inspire these mortals to seek forever perfecting ideals and to attempt their enhanced portrayal for the edification of the realm. There is no caste in the ranks of spirit artisans. No matter how lowly your origin, if you have ability and the gift of expression, you will gain adequate recognition and receive due appreciation as you ascend upward in the scale of Morantia experience and spiritual attainment. There can be no handicap of human heredity or deprivation of mortal environment which the Morantia career will not fully compensate and wholly remove. And all such satisfactions of artistic achievement and expressionful self-realization will be affected by your own personal efforts in progressive advancement. At last the aspirations of evolutionary mediocrity may be realized. While the gods do not arbitrarily bestow talents and ability upon the children of time, they do provide for the attainment of the satisfaction of all their noble longings, and for the gratification of all human hunger for supernal self-expression. But every human being should remember, many ambitions to excel, which tantalize mortals in the flesh, will not persist with these same mortals in the Morantia and spirit careers. The ascending Morantians learn to socialize their former purely selfish longings and egoistic ambitions. Nevertheless, those things which you so earnestly long to do on earth, and which circumstances so persistently denied you, if, after acquiring true Mota insight in the Morantia career, you still desire to do, then will you most certainly be granted every opportunity fully to satisfy your long-cherished desires. Before ascending mortals leave the local universe to embark upon their spirit careers, they will be satiated respecting every intellectual, artistic, and social longing or true ambition whichever characterized their mortal or Morantia planes of existence. This is the achievement of equality of the satisfaction of self-expression and self-realization, but not the attainment of identical experiential status, nor the complete obliteration of characteristic individuality in skill, technique, and expression. But the new spirit differential of personal experiential attainment will not become thus leveled off and equalized until after you have finished the last circle of the Havona career, and then will the paradise residents be confronted with the necessity of adjusting to that absonite differential of personal experience, which can be leveled off only by the group attainment of the ultimate of creature status, the seventh stage spirit destiny of the mortal finaliters. And this is the story of the celestial artisans, that cosmopolitan body of exquisite workers who do so much to glorify the architectural spheres with the artistic portrayals of the divine beauty of the paradise creators. Indicted by an archangel of Nebadon.